Aoife Johnston's family got the coroner's verdict they wanted yesterday. When Aoife's death from sepsis at University Hospital Limerick in December 2022 was ruled to be a medical misadventure. But as her family made clear after that inquest, they are left with the heartbreak of having lost their lovely and happy 16-year-old girl who went to hospital with a treatable sepsis but died when she wasn't treated in time. Damien Tansey, solicitor for the Johnston family, joins us now. As I was saying there, Damien Tansey, it is the verdict that Aoife's family wanted, but they're left with the appalling loss of what was an avoidable death.
That is true. Good morning, Anya. The desirable outcome in the inquest was a medical misadventure. This is probably the only public inquiry that will take place in relation to this tragedy. There are civil proceedings, a number of actions that have been initiated on the civil side, and in view of the terms of the apologies that were read out at the beginning of the inquest last Monday in Kilmallock, the expectation is that those actions will be compromised. And indeed, we have been invited to mediate those actions, and the concern of the family was that there should be this public inquiry, the inquest, before that should happen. And I expect that moves will now be made to move the mediation forward. But it's true, while the family got the verdict they were looking for following a painstaking and forensic inquiry that was the inquest, they are left with the loss of Aoife. She was 16. She got up on a Saturday morning, the last weekend before Christmas. And the family, like all good families, were concerned about Christmas preparations, the negotiations that normally take place between infants and their parents about the caps on the value of Christmas presents and so on, were very much to the fore in the Johnston family. Little did they think that when their daughter came down and had breakfast and then went back up to have a shower, that within a matter of hours she would be dead and beyond recovery, as was the case. She had sepsis. She went to an out-of-service GP practice in Shannon. The doctor she saw was painstaking in his review of Aoife. He identified sepsis. He obviously understood how dangerous that condition it is. It's a medical emergency. We live in the developed world. The treatment of sepsis is very much available. Any standard antibiotic is the normal recommendation by the medical profession, but it must be prescribed. And in this instance, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. For 15 hours and 15 minutes after she arrived at the casualty department of Limerick Hospital, it beggars belief that the triage doctor also identified sepsis, categorised her as a Category 2 patient. Category 2 patients are required to be seen between 10 and 15 minutes by a doctor. That didn't happen. Instead, mm-hmm. Prescriptions were written up for paracetamol and liquids, and she wasn't seen by a doctor until 6 a.m. the following morning. And when she was seen by the doctor, Dr. Card, she too identified sepsis and decided to treat Aoife on the basis that she had meningitis. She prescribed and wrote up the prescription for antibiotics, and they weren't administered for another hour and 15 minutes because of the overwhelming atmosphere mm-hmm. and that prevailed in Limerick Hospital that night.
And indeed, we heard that description that it was a death trap, the ED, that night. As you say, the civil actions, you expect those to go to mediation now. We're also waiting for former Chief Justice Frank Clark's report into what happened. But to the Johnstons, it was so important, wasn't it, that this inquest would highlight the systemic failures, the missed opportunities, the communication failures that were the circumstances surrounding their daughter's death.
That is true. They wanted some kind of explanation. They couldn't understand how a girl can be so full of life on Saturday morning and within a matter of hours, despite the appropriate medical intervention in terms of consultations, she's at death's door within a matter of hours. That is difficult to comprehend for ordinary people. And they expected and they got their answers in the inquiry. It was painstaking. It was forensic. There were 23 witnesses, and practically all of the witnesses, identified the environment in the casualty department as being chaotic, like a war zone. And you heard that Dr. Gray, the consultant on call that weekend, describe it as a death trap. He said it was a death trap on the weekend of the 17th, 18th of December 2022, and he said it's still a death trap. And there are new buildings underway in Limerick, but in the case of one of the buildings, 48% of the beds that will be on offer once the building is commissioned are replacement beds. So figures like 90 new beds, 95 new beds are being canvassed. But in fact, when you dig deep into the figures, 48% of those are replacement beds. So the idea that the casualty department in Limerick Hospital is today a death trap, that is intolerable, and it is certainly not acceptable. It's extraordinary. The main difficulty Dr. Gray mentioned yesterday in the casualty department is that there is an excessive number of boarders in the casualty department. These are people who have come into the casualty department, have been assessed, and are identified as being sufficiently ill to be admitted for specialist treatment in the hospital, but there are no beds in the hospital to receive them. So these patients remain in the casualty department, and they are a significant drain on the main resource in the casualty department, which is the nursing staff.
Damien Tansey, solicitor for the Johnston family, thank you for speaking to us on Morning Ireland.